I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen-Times reporter Joe Burgess.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about the police asking for money for additional officers. You did a story looking at why they needed this, and originally talking about the surge in crime that happened downtown, but there was more to it than that. What did you find out?
Right. So, again, to give people background, and they can find a lot of this at our website at citizen-times.com. We've written extensively about it. The police chief, Tammy Hooper, you know, approached the city council with some figures for 2016, these standard crime figures, showing a big uptick in crime, 17% uptick in violent crime. And she's attributed it mostly just to straight up population growth, but then also to a surge of tourism. And then you also have a lot of commuters that come into Asheville. And so the actual population with which police deal is a lot bigger than our 90,000 residents in Asheville. So What Hooper has asked for is to grow the department by 15 sworn officers. And this is really where the story takes off, this latest story. So she's asking for 15 more to add on to the 222 positions that are currently authorized. But they only have about 200 of them filled or less at one time, because it turns out through this story and our look at it, they have an attrition rate of about 30 officers a year, a turnover of, we equated that to 15%.
What is the reason for that?
Well,
or reasons?
Well, that is an excellent question. And that is exactly what the chief and the new human resources director are going to be trying to figure out. And they don't know. The first place they're going to look is compensation. They're curious what other factors there are. I mean, I interviewed the chief and we talked about the possibility that high cost of living, that goes hand in hand with compensation, of course, but you know, it's tough no matter how much. Any rookie officer is probably going to have a hard time living in Asheville. And she said, as a matter of fact, very, very few officers actually live in Asheville. So there's that. There's other elements too. For example, in other departments, sometimes they allow officers to take home their vehicles. And so if you have officers commuting from somewhere like Canton, for example, they're putting a lot of miles on their car. So you give them a car to drive back and forth, and that's another perk. So the question is, what kind of perks do you want to give these officers? Do you want to adjust scheduling? Do you want to look at pay? So really, we don't know exactly right now. There hasn't been a really good study of why these officers are leaving. But we do know they're leaving, and we do know that something has to be done. And the chief said they're addressing it in two ways. And one is to try to figure out the source. And the second is pretty much to overhire right now, just to tap a lot of recruits with the hope that by the time they make it through that training pipeline, there'll be enough of them to cover the vacancies.
As part of your story, you did interview a now former officer about why he left the force. Tell us about that.
Right. And again, people can take a look at this more closely at the website. But I brought up the example of Canton, and this was a young guy who only got into law enforcement for a few years and said that he really liked the profession. He liked the chief, which is an interesting thing to hear from an officer, because there'd been some acrimony between patrol officers and the former chief, William Anderson. So Tammy Hooper is a relatively new chief, and this, you know, and I've heard from other officers too, they seem to like her. They seem to think she's been solving some problems there. This guy liked his colleagues, his fellow officers. He said the pay was just bad. The pay and the commute. Again, he's coming from Canton, and he estimated that he spent about $5,000 a year on gas and other vehicle expenses, wear and tear, just getting back and forth. He said he'd just gotten married, and he was talking with his wife about having kids, and he had talked to some veteran officers, and the veteran officers were saying, you know, if I hadn't put in this much time, I might leave too. And he basically said he went from a job paying less than $18 an hour to one paying $22 an hour working at a factory in Canton. And he was even considering quitting that and going to work for UPS. And again, sentiment was that the police work is an honorable profession, but the pay just isn't very good.
This certainly isn't just an issue with police officers. We see it with other sort of public sector jobs like teachers and firefighters. This isn't just specific to them, right?
Absolutely. You bring up a good point, because the city noted in its budget for this coming fiscal year, which starts July 1, that they have turnover as high as 30% in some areas. Police have just gotten the attention because, number one, they serve such a high-profile role, And number two, the chief is asking for 15 more of them at a cost of $1 million. So we're curious, you know, what's going on with these officers. And then there's also this national debate that's happening about police and the relationship with, particularly with African-American residents and some civilian shootings that have happened and questions raised, including in Asheville about the justification for this type of thing. And so, and by the way, that is another argument from some police officers, and even the chief has laid out there that that might be affecting turnover too, this sense of a high level of skepticism coming from residents and quite frankly, an anti-police attitude, at least from a vocal minority in Asheville that has been opposing the additional $1 million. And this group showed up at the public hearing for the budget, and many of them sort of rallying under the banner $1 million for the people, pushing for this money to be spent on public transit or anti-poverty programs.
That message has certainly gotten through to city council members. As you've said to us in the past, it appears they're not going to, when they approve the budget in less than 2 weeks, give this money to the police department. This newest angle that you've seen, how might that play into what is decided when this vote's taken?
And that's, yeah, you bring up the big question mark, you know, and it is tough to say. I mean, as you say, it doesn't look like they're going to give it to them. Well, I'm not sure. It looks like they might give them a delayed version of it. Maybe they'll bring in the officers in a slower fashion instead of 15 all at once. It's tough to say. The newest angle that is very interesting is one of the most vocal critics of any growth in the police department, Councilman Brian Haynes, has said that he, if need be, he would support a raise for officers. In other words, a way to stem the turnover and slow that down. So he's not for growing the department, but he is for helping to pay police more. And one other council member that with whom I talked, Cecil Bothwell, who is the chair of the city council's public safety committee, which is supposed to oversee help oversee police relations and the police department. He also said that if it turns out a study justifies it, that he would back a raise also for officers.